AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Trump is urging Iran to make a nuclear deal now that Israel has launched strikes against the country. U.S. officials say Israel told the Trump administration about the attacks ahead of time, leading the U.S. to order the evacuations of some non-essential embassy staffers and authorize the voluntary departure of military dependents in the region. Meanwhile, an official in Turkey says Turkish Airlines and other local airline operators suspended flights to Iran, Iraq, Syria, and Jordan due to security concerns. In a news conference, NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte calls for a swift de-escalation in the region.
It is obviously a rapidly evolving situation. This is not a unilateral action by Israel. So I think it is crucial for many allies, including the United States, to work as we speak to de-escalate. I know they are doing that. And I think that is now the first order of the day.
India's Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau says it recovered the digital flight data recorder, or the black box, of the Air India plane that crashed Thursday. It was found on a rooftop near the crash site. A federal judge on Friday blocked Trump's attempt to overhaul elections in the U.S. The president's March 25th executive order included requiring documentary proof of citizenship for those registering to vote for federal elections and accepting only mailed ballots received by election day. And a Tennessee judge is scheduled to hear arguments Friday about whether Kilmar Abrego Garcia can be released from jail pending the outcome of a trial on human smuggling charges. Acting U.S. Attorney for the Middle District of Tennessee, Rob McGuire, described Abrego Garcia as both a danger to the community and a flight risk. His attorneys disagree. They point out that he was already wrongly detained in a notorious Salvadorian prison thanks to government error, and argue that due process and basic fairness require him to be set free. This is AP News. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on a heated exchange on the Pentagon's plans for Greenland and Panama.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth acknowledged that the Pentagon has developed plans to take over Greenland and Panama by force, if necessary, during a hotly combative congressional hearing. Representative Adam Smith, a Democrat from Washington, pressed Secretary Hegseth on the issue.
So we should take it by military force. They're important. I'm not going to argue with that.
Smith continued to press Hegseth.
So just be clear, you have plans to take Panama and Greenland by force if necessary.
I think the American people would want the Pentagon to have plans for any particular contingency.
Not
and
for
thankfully,
that.
Thankfully, we are in the planning business.
Speaking on behalf of the American people, I don't think the American people voted for President Trump because they were hoping we would invade Greenland.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News. Have a good morning.